Clark approached the apple trees, Bellamy close behind her. "That's strange," she said slowly. "The trees are spaced so evenly. It almost looks like an orchard." She walked over to the closest one. "But could it really have survived all these years?" Although the tree loomed over her, the lowest branch was fairly close to the ground. Standing on her toes, it was easy for Clark to stretch up and pluck an apple. She twisted around and tossed it to Bellamy before reaching for another one. Clark held the apple up to her face. They grew fruit in the solar fields on the ship, but those apples looked nothing like these. The skin wasn't just red. It had threads of pink and white running through it, and it gave off a scent unlike anything she had smelled before. She took a bite and gasped as juice began running down her chin. How could something taste sweet and tart at the same time? For just a moment, Clark allowed herself to forget everything that had happened on Earth and let the sensation overtake her.
"Are you thinking what I'm thinking?"
Bellamy asked, and Clark looked over. While she'd been busy eating, he'd begun using fallen branches to measure the distance between the trees.
"To be honest, I wasn't thinking anything beyond how good this tastes," Clark admitted, feeling the hint of a smile curl her lips.
But Bellamy didn't laugh or tease her. He just kept staring at the perfectly spaced trees.
"These didn't survive the cataclysm, and they didn't just grow like this," he said slowly, his voice filled with wonder and dread.
Before he'd even finished, Clark knew what he was going to say. Her chest tightened with fear. "Someone planted them."